All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, August 15, 2023. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation led today by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Erickson. If you feel led to rise.
We'll be a little bit different today, and we'd like for us to have a little moment of silence because we lost one of our own. Walter Ross of the Mosquito Control, a 20-year veteran of the county, passed away. So please join me in a silent prayer. Dear God, we pause now for the many wonderful things that you have brought to us. We ask you to be with those in Hawaii that are suffering such a tragedy, and as they go through their day-to-day trying to figure out what they have and what they don't have, please be with them. Be with us. Make sure that we do as you would like for us to do in this meeting. We ask that you be with our employees, keep them safe, especially during this oppressive heat. We ask that you be with Walter Poole's family as they go through his death. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our meeting today, as always, with public comments. If you have comments you'd like to make on items that are on today's agenda, then you may approach the podium and introduce yourself. If you are attending virtually, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. So we are open.
Judge, let me ask a question here.
Yes.
Because I had a gentleman come up to me in the beginning. If it's not on the agenda, how do they get a chance to express themselves on that?
Okay, if it's not on the agenda, any member of the court may invite an individual to make comment about which the member of the court wishes to hear.
Okay. Mr. Payne came to me and asked me, as he noticed, so I'm going to let him come to the agenda. Well, if you don't mind, do the first thing you wanted to do first.
Okay.
Mr. Payne, come on up to the lectern.
He does me the honor. He's a neighbor of mine. He's a wonderful story. Good man.
Thank you, Your Honor. To the commission and to the commissioners as well as to the court, I come standing before you, James Payne. I'm an attorney here. I've been practicing 30 years, 28 years in Jefferson County. 2 months ago, I had the pleasure of trying a case in the 136 court. Unfortunately, that case was called to trial on June 19th. I've actually shared this, I think, with our county judge, and I told him I was going to come and address you. I tried to address you last week and couldn't do so. The issue I have with that, and I understand that there's a limited number of holidays, and Juneteenth is not a day that's recognized in Jefferson County. I brought this to the attention of the judge at the time, Judge Baylor Wortham, and he said it was beyond his pay grade, above his issue, and so I had to bring it to this court. So now I'm bringing it to this court. I understand that this court decides which holidays they're going to recognize. At the time we were called to trial, I checked with Harris County, I checked with Galveston County, I checked with Chambers County, I checked with Orange County. All the courts were closed. They all recognized the national holiday of Juneteenth. Jefferson County, for whatever reason, had not recognized it. And I understand that you are limited on the number of holidays, but I wanted to explain the ramifications when that takes place. On June 19th, when I tried this case, I had, as those of you know, I pushed get out to vote. I'm a big get out to vote person, not for a particular party. I want everybody to express their vote. I also encourage people to participate in the judicial process. We have our judge before us right now. He knows how difficult it is to get jurors to participate in this process. We can't do anything to limit that. And one of the things we do when we open the court on a nationally recognized holiday is that it implicates particular people who are celebrating that holiday. On that day, June 19th, which I was called to trial, Of the 42 people that were present, only 7 of them were of color. Obviously, that did not adequately represent the demographics of Jefferson County. I know, as everyone who sits here before knows, that you're not always going to have an equal representation, but the numbers were so greatly disproportionate to the representation of Jefferson County that I objected to the rate of that panel. Only 15% were people of color. When you do that, now we're not having a complete display of the Constitution. I support the Constitution. I support the First Amendment. I support the Second Amendment. I support the Fifth Amendment. I support the Seventh Amendment. And I also support the 14th Amendment. And one of the things we have is a right to a jury of our peers. When we have this court open on Juneteenth, when it's a nationally recognized holiday, we don't have fair participation of all our prospective jurors. And as a result, we wind up not having a jury of our peers. So I don't have an action item. I'm bringing this as a comment so that as we go forward with discussing which holidays we recognize, be mindful that when you choose not to recognize a national holiday, we are implementing people not having free access or the right to the access of a right to trial under the 17th Amendment and the 14th Amendment. I objected to it in Baylor Wortham's court. He acknowledged that the representation of the array was not indicative of what he would normally see in Jefferson County, but he told me at that time his hands were tied and I would have to go to another court. So I'm here going to the next court and hope that you will consider that in the future when you make your decisions for which holidays you recognize. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. As I told you, Mr. Payne, number one, it's not to take anything away from Judge Wortham, but every judge in this courthouse controls their docket. And if they decide not to have a jury trial on a certain day, that's solely up to them. So, number two, a couple of years ago, we had a conversation during our holiday setting where I offered to make that a holiday. Just tell me what holiday you want to take away, because we're going to have our 10 holidays. So it makes no never mind to me as long as we get Christmas and Easter what it is. But I'm sure we'll have a conversation this year whenever we have the opportunity to discuss it. All right. Any public comments relate to agenda items?
Judge, back around.
Justice.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking to the same issue, I have a question.
Ma'am, could you come to the podium? We can't hear you.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Last week I came in to ask the procedure for speaking, and like Commissioner Alford said, there is nothing on the form for someone to speak on a public issue or a concern other than agenda items. So this morning I called and I asked whether with the workshop was there any procedure where a citizen could or could not come that was not listed. So I'm asking, with that form, just some guidance for citizens like myself, like Attorney Payne, if you have an issue other than an agenda item, can you give us some direction?
Well, I think, number one, I think most of these things, number one, any citizen is always free to approach every member of the court, and there are some things that don't need to be made brought to the attention of the public that can be resolved by talking to individual members of the court. So you're always free to talk to those individuals, and if it raises to the level. But there were, before I became county judge, there were issues with people coming in here and taking up an hour of the court's time talking about issues over which the commissioner's court had no authority. Things that were being acted upon by the city or the federal government or the state and had nothing to do with it. Issues that dealt with property tax rollback elections that weren't even on the agenda at that time, that had nothing to do, where the tax rate wasn't being adopted and there was yet to be any consideration by the court. So state law requires that we give individuals the opportunity to talk about items on the agenda for 3 minutes. And we are happy to do that. And, of course, we've moved our public comment up to the beginning of the meeting as opposed to what we used to do, which was the end of the meeting, because public comment means nothing if we do it after we've already voted on something. So, which is why we have it at the beginning of the meeting now. But I would always suggest to everybody that they reach out to members of the court and so that things can be put on the agenda and then input can be given on those agenda items. But it is a we are complying with state law, and we are always happy to hear from you if you want to come in and visit with us.
Let me add to this to make sure everybody understands. This court is by no means trying to isolate, make sure you don't get your word. It's your courthouse. This is your elected officials, and you do have that right. I'm making sure that you understand. Like when Mr. Payne came up to me, basically, that's why I asked the question. But we are not trying to censor anybody in the citizens of Jefferson County from speaking to this court, and I think I'm speaking for the court with that.
All righty, anything further? All right, we are going to go a little bit out of order on our agenda today and move to item A under County Commissioners, which is consider, approve, and accept a donation and presentation for Judge Stevens pursuant to Local Government Code Section 81.032. Do I have a motion on this item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Judge Stevens, would you like to come up to the podium?
Thank you. I'm honored to have my wonderful wife, Marcia, here. It's a gift we have from our family to the county. And what's the best?
You can put it right there.
See this. The first map of Jefferson County from the General Land Office. They have the original.
Wow.
And they were kind enough to make for us a copy, and a special copy. They said it would be as close to the original as possible. Our wonderful maintenance department, and I want to make sure that I get the guys, of course, Pat Meeks, I think Pat's retired.
He retired.
Who was an artist. What an artist. And Greg Keller, and also the members of the maintenance department, wonderfully framed this, which is a heavy item. We do need the metal back, and the maintenance people are going to have to be happy to do that so that we can hang it. Some great, just a couple of things. This is 1840. So,
why don't you show everybody?
Jefferson County comes into being 1836, 1837.
Oh, excuse me.
When we bought the battle at the Alamo and then San Jacinto, and then Jefferson County becomes an entity. And what's amazing and greatly historical, among other things, the Atascocita Trail, that was the major road from San Antonio to New Orleans back then, went right through Beaumont, right through downtown, and you can see it right here. The Tevis land, Noah Tevis, there it is right here. This is the road. It pretty much follows Highway 90 now. And then went
through the old Spanish Trail,
the north of and parallel to what is Interstate 10, and works its way to San Antonio, but it was the major road that went right through Beaumont. And there's Tevis, and I think he has a monument right on in downtown on the river near the convention center. Anyway, this is the route, and it's famous because that was the major road that went to New Orleans, but it was also during the battle with Santa Ana. That was what was the route that people took for what was called the runaway strait when they fled, thinking what Santa Ana did at the Alamo was going to happen to them because they were in the Delta River. So the books say all colors, black, white, Hispanics, fled down the Atascocita Trail and they got to downtown, what is downtown Beaumont now, there was a ferry that would take the people across the river. The ferries were gone. The ferries had moved down the river to Greeks, the bluff, which is Port Neches Park. So the people had to walk on this road, which is kind of iterative for them. Twin City Highway that worked its way down to Port Neches right here. Then the ferries took them across the Sabine River to right about here, which was America. And they knew once they got to America, they were safe from Saturday. But they did not go across. They went down the river and across the Sabine Lake. But that's historic, and we were part of the people fleeing. Again, this is the Atascocita Trail. It's clearly marked in to Tevis's land. And then this is the road that goes to Grigsby Bluff or Port Neches Park. And then this goes down to what was first called Aurora, later becomes Port Arthur. Right here. And then there's the Sabine Lake. And back then they even had the drawing of how deep Sabine Lake was. Was in several points, in 7, 8, 10 feet, that's all. And then there it goes into the Gulf. But one of the things you see is these land grants where it says 25 million. 25 million, you know, what's that? And that's square meters is how land was divided at that time, the square meters, which would be 25 million square meters is about 6,000 acres. And so this was in 1840, the first map that is drawn, and this shows who owned the land at that time. And you see there's a lot of land bought back in those old days. But some great old names of Beaumont historical figures are listed here as the early owners of some property. But again, what's clearly marked in historical is the Atascocita Trail that went right through Beaumont. So they were able to make a great copy for us and our family's gift to Jefferson County. And I hope it's placed in a part of one of the county offices or the courthouse here that is significant so people can enjoy this historical, all this historical information.
And well, thank
you.
Display.
Yeah.
No, zero.
Oh, he's still on. Well, thank you so much, Judge. We will find an appropriate place to hang it here where hopefully many members of the public will have the opportunity to see it.
Do one of those 6,000 acre plots have my name on it that I forgot I owned?
Yeah, it's the only one with electricity.
Yeah.
You know, I guess because Texas was primarily settled by people that were coming from Tennessee's and Carolinas and other places, really trying to escape debt collectors, because in most of those states, if you owe somebody a debt, they take your home, your horses, everything you own. So Texas is a debtor-friendly state, and we have exemptions from forced execution on a number of different pieces of property. So we had a lot of people that came here, but Jefferson, Jasper, and Liberty counties are three of the original 23 counties in the Republic of Texas. And so we have one of the longest histories here.
Started this county, Millard, Henry Millard, who fought at the Battle of San Jacinto, was a hero there, became the first, what was later to become county judge. And others would be very proud of our leadership. We have today.
Thank you, Judge.
Carrying on a wonderful legacy that they began. began with a dream, and that dream is coming true through your leadership. Speaking of that, I've got a bunch of defendants in my courtroom that need to be dealt with, and again, thank you.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We're going to look forward to finding a place. Thank you, Marcia.
But, yeah.
Okay, moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bid for a term contract catalog pricing for janitorial supplies for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for a rebid of cafeteria services for Jefferson County. Item C is consider and approve award for invitation for bid for crane biopump station generators and building under the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program project for Jefferson County. To BDS Contractors LLC, doing business as MK Constructors, for a total contract amount of $1,549,000. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Funding for this project is provided by the Texas General Land Office, with any additional cost over the budgeted GLO grant funds, to be funded by Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 per our interlocal agreement with them. Item D is consider possibly ratify and approve discretionary exemptions authorized by the Local Government Code Section 262.024A4 for personal or professional service for helicopter pilot training with Helicopter Institute in the approximate amount of $55,059.86. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 by Harns Auction, Inc., scheduled for Saturday, September 2nd, 2023 at 9 o'clock a.m. And item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve budget transfer of Constable Precinct 1 for tent for a vehicle and logo drawstring backpacks in the amount of $300. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for risk management for additional costs for supplies in the amount of $1,400. Item C is consider and authorize county judge to execute a Texas Safety Program grant agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and the state of Texas for the STEP comprehensive program for the period of October 1st, 2023 to September 30th, 2024. Item D is to consider and approve accepting grant award from the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Program for $16,200 with no match required. The grant will aid in the investigation and prosecution of drug offenses in our region. Item E is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $3,464,485 to the State Comptroller for the intergovernmental transfer for Jefferson County's local preferred provider program for the Comprehensive Hospital Increased Reimbursement Program. Item F is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,800,000 to State Comptroller for the second half of the intergovernmental transfer for indigent health care out of county funds. Item G is will be put off for a minute. We'll take G and H separately. Item I is to consider and approve a sub-recipient agreement for the American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Jefferson County Revision. Item J is to consider and approve a sub-recipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Tender Loving Care Center, DBA Legacy Community Development. Item K is consider and approve a sub-recipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Nutrition and Services for Seniors. And item L is regular county bills, check numbers 508-917 through 509-146. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion?
Yes. I want to make sure I'm correct on this, and Fran, you probably need to be the one, I guess, I'm talking to. This electronic disbursement, we're talking about right at $5 million, correct? You got it.
Talking about
I got 3 points.
The LPPF?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the program
where the hospitals make the mandatory payments, and then we are sending that money to the state.
Okay.
The second one is the portion that's the county funds.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure the public understood.
Yeah, so the LPPF program, if you'll recall, was one that was being run by the city of Beaumont. But because it was being run by the city of Beaumont, the medical center in Port Arthur could not take advantage of those leveraged federal funds. So it's not our county funds that's being spent in that $3.8 million. So it was transferred to the county so that all hospitals in the county could participate in that. So our auditor is the administrator of that.
And that's fund. To make sure everybody understand, you know, when you start talking about big dollars, people start asking questions.
Yeah. Appreciate
one it. One other one, Judge, and I guess on the first one. What is this? I want to know. Yeah.
That's part of the community outreach, I think, for the constable. That program's been in place quite a few years.
Okay.
For her to pass those out for educational purposes and community outreach.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We'll go back to items G and H. Item G is to discuss proposed tax rate for fiscal year 2023-2024. And item H is consider and approve proposing a tax rate of 0.359 for tax year 2023, fiscal year 2023-2024. And to schedule a public hearing on the proposed tax rate for Tuesday, September 19th, 2023 at 10:30 a.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Just to note that our tax rate for this past year was 0.363, and some other numbers after that. I can't recall what they are. We're dropping it to 0.359, or that's a proposal. It will still result in some new revenues to the county of approximately $8 million. Obviously, during the year, we have new improvements coming on with all the industrial infrastructure expansions that we have in Jefferson County. So we have new property to tax, so even lowering the tax rate, we're still going to bring in a little bit more money, which I'm extremely thankful for, because if we look, you know, the county has experienced the same thing that businesses and home have experienced over the last year or so with inflation. So our jail medical costs have gone up substantially, as have our jail food cost, our casualty insurance costs, and so and then our contracted for union collective bargaining agreement increases. So I don't think the $8 million is going to cover all of the budgeted increases as a result of the, which I think total approximately $12 million, but we will still lower the tax rate a little bit, but still be above our no new revenue rate, right, which the state says if you collect any money over the revenues that you collected during the prior year, that you're going to have a public hearing and all of that. So that's the the shorthand version of what we're doing.
And then, Judge, one other thing to that is the diversion project. We know that that's going to be some reoccurring costs with that. So, being with due diligence, the court, I say with due diligence, we're doing the best we can to manage and to continue to grow the county with business, because that's what's most important. That's what keeps us going.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to items under district clerk. Item A is to hold a public hearing on the district clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2023-24. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We will now open up a public hearing on the district clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2023-2024. If you're present in court and you'd like to say anything about it, you're welcome to approach the podium. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing nothing, we'll move on to item B, which is considering possibly approve, receive, and file the district clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2023-2024. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Then under Sheriff's Department, we have two items. Item A is considering possibly approve out-of-state travel for Jeffrey Chadney to Alexandria, Virginia on September 18, 2023 through September 21, 2023 for the Leadership Seminar on Missing and Exploited Children. The seminar and travel will be paid for by the National Center for Missing and Exploiting Children organization. Item B is considering possibly approve authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur on asset sharing of the 2023 Burn Justice Assistance Grant Program Award. Jefferson County's allocation is $21,105 and it's budgeted for computer equipment for the Sheriff's Department. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to County Commissioners. We've already covered item A. Item B is consider approve a resolution in support of the Spindletop Center grant application for funds to be utilized in establishing the Jefferson County Criminal Mental Health and Substance Abuse Disorder Diversion Center. Item C is consider possibly approve, receive, and file an order amending an order regarding the disposition of deceased paupers. Items D, E, F, G, and H are to consider, approve, and authorize county judge to execute mutual aid agreements between Jefferson County and D, Emergency Services District Number 1, E, Emergency Services District Number 3, F, Emergency Services District Number 4, G, Emergency or Hampshire Volunteer Fire Department, and H, Jefferson County Water Control District Number 10, all of those agreements pursuant to Chapter 418.002 of the Texas Disaster Act of 1975. And via addendum, item I is considered possibly approving to execute necessary grant applications through grants.gov as either a co-applicant or lead applicant along with Speen Pass Port Authority for funding the U.S. Department of Transportation Protect Planning Grant for Highway 87. Do I have a motion of those items under commission?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
Jeff, item I will be a co-applicant. The Port Authority will be the lead applicant. They were able to establish their grants.gov account. So they
will. Very good. All right. Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, item A is to conduct a public hearing on the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2023-2024. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So we are open for a public hearing on the county clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2023-2024. Hearing nothing, we'll move on to item B, and via addendum, item C. Item B is consider possibly approve, receive, and file the county clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2023-2024. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an order calling for a constitutional amendment and joint election to be held on November 7th, 2023, which includes the adoption of countywide voting centers for this election. Did I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that.
County Treasurer.
Item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for July of 2023, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Item B is considered approved. A $70 wire transfer to Wells Fargo Securities for safekeeping fees for July 2023. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Does any member of the court have anything they wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, Judge. I'd like to say on the subject of what Pastor, I call him Pastor Reverend Payne, as a proud descendant of Washington, Texas, where we celebrated Juneteenth as a kid. I'm 65, about to be 66, and I remember the days we would celebrate Juneteenth in what we call Whitley Bottom, Texas. And I apologize, we didn't know much about the 4th of July because we celebrated with barbecue, and I'm not going to mention some of the other things that people can make jokes about, but we did it. And when he spoke to me about it, I got a little choked up about it because I don't think some people understood the significance of that. And it's so ironic that Judge Stevens showing that map, and less than 2 miles by river, Brazos River, the state park, Washington on the Brazos State Park is there. Beautiful place. They're renovating it. I think the governor gave a lot of money to renovate that park. I was there last weekend. And it just brought back memories when Reverend Payne spoke to me about that. So I'm all in favor. I don't know what it would take. I don't know how many national holidays there is on the calendar. That's something we need to look at. And if there's a holiday that's not a national holiday, it's pretty simple. We just remove that and vote on it and let everybody vote their conscience. But I promise you that I'll be here with bells on voting for Juneteenth to be a national holiday, a county holiday. Thank you.
Good. Yeah. If Human Resources will distribute those county holidays to a copy of those to the commissioners or email those, please. And they're on the website.
Judge, I'd like to make a couple of comments. Number one, I want to thank the Beaumont District Office of TxDOT for coming today. And I, those of you who weren't here, it's pretty amazing to me that, first, we haven't had a death-free day in the state of Texas since the year 2000. We need to work on that. And the second thing that amazed me was that fatal crash facts, unbelted and unrestrained, people were a part of 49% of those accidents, and I think they said, 80,000 people would still be alive today had they simply chosen to put their seatbelts on. 80,000 people, put your seatbelt on. School started again everywhere, I think, either today or tomorrow. Watch out for those school zones. And then the second thing I wanted to address for those residents in Nederland, you're still under a boil water notice and you need to conserve water. Just because they turn the water back on They're trying to build those stores back up. The water pressure may be okay, but the longer people don't conserve water, the longer the boil water notice is going to have to take. So please try to conserve water. Thank you.
And Judge, I want to add on to what you were saying, Commissioner Erickson. Three things that contributed to factors in accidents, the top three: speeding, alcohol, and distractions. Those things that we could prevent.
During their presentation, they talked about the number of people watching Netflix going down the highway. Don't watch Netflix going down the highway.
And remember this, it's hot. Take care of yourself. Make sure you hydrate. I've had a couple of people I know personally that just didn't drink the water they should, end up having to go into the hospital because of that. It's hot. It's very hot. And for those guys who are working outside, please make sure you hydrate and keep water close by.
All righty. There's nothing further. I thank each of you for being here today. Appreciate your attendance and input. And we are adjourned. You know what I mean?